A team of education experts charged with reviewing the Common Core has determined the math and English language standards are an improvement over Utah's previous standards and will likely advance the quality of public education in the state. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Last summer, Utah Governor Gary Herbert set out to resolve the ongoing dispute over the state's adoption of the Common Core. He called for a review of the standards to ensure they prepared kids for college and the workforce, convening a group of higher education and business experts to perform the task.
The expertise of both the reading, language, arts and the math committees have helped bring clarity and understanding to what we have currently on the books.
The committee found that math and English standards have been regularly reviewed and improved upon since their implementation in 2010, and that the standards are stronger than what Utah had previously. But the report noted there has been insufficient professional development for teachers to implement the standards, particularly with math.
People seem to think it's a good change, but the teachers have not been prepared, there's not been good communication with the parents, and consequently the implementation of this has been flawed.
The group recommended Utah must invest in the recruitment, cultivation, and retention of high-quality teachers who can implement the standards. Governor Herbert also called for a legal review from the state attorney general's office to determine whether or not Utah has given up some control of academic standards by adopting the Common Core. In October, the legal analysis determined Utah had not given up authority over education standards and curriculum, as many objectors criticized. Whitney Evans, KUER News.